Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of murdering another at a school in Sheffield. The Education Secretary says she's devastated to hear about the stabbing. All Saints Catholic High was put into lockdown for the second time in a week. A schoolgirl who stabbed two teachers and a fellow pupil in Carmarthenshire has been found guilty of attempted murder. The 14-year-old had admitted wounding with intent and possessing a bladed article on school premises in Ammanford last April, but denied the bigger charge. One of the teachers, Fiona Elias, spoke outside Swansea Crown Court.
No one wants to see a teenager being found guilty of and punished for attempted murder. However, the incident that took place on the 24th of April was totally unacceptable. Today's guilty verdict is not just for me, but for all teachers everywhere.
Talks between President Trump and his Mexican counterpart have resulted in a delay to planned trade tariffs. They've been put on hold for a month to allow for further discussions. Daniel Khalif has been sentenced to 14 years and 3 months in prison after spying for Iran and escaping from prison. The judge described the former British Army soldier as a dangerous fool. Jenny Hermoso has told a court she never agreed to a kiss from the suspended head of the Spanish Football Federation. Luis Rubiales kissed the player on the lips after Spain beat England in the Women's World Cup final in 2023. The 47-year-old denies sexual assault and coercion, claiming it was consensual. The footballer says it tainted one of the happiest days of her life.
My laughing and yelling was nothing to do with how I was actually feeling as a result of the kiss, and I felt he was taking away a part of my celebration.
Beyoncé is returning to London for 4 shows in June. She's just won Album of the Year at the Grammys for the first time. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowland.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. As you may have heard, a 14-year-old girl has been found guilty of attempting to murder two teachers and a pupil at a Carmarthenshire school. All three victims were taken to hospital after the attack at Ysgol Dyffryn Aman last April. During the trial, the youth, who we can't name, told the jury she was sorry and couldn't remember large parts of what happened. She'll be sentenced in April. A man has appeared in court after three police officers were injured in a disturbance. Two officers were taken to hospital following the incident near Talbot Green Police Station. Alexander Dighton from Llantrisant faces 7 charges, including attempted murder, assault and arson. He was remanded in custody by Merthyr magistrates. Police are urging the public to hand in firearms and weapons during their latest amnesty. Local stations, including Barry and Bridgend, are taking part in the national surrender, which runs throughout February. A similar exercise last year saw over 50 firearms being handed in, including an air weapon from school. South Wales Police say gun crime rates remain extremely low. A community pantry has helped more families than ever during the winter months. But GBS, which runs the food share scheme, has raised concerns that it could struggle if demand doesn't slow down. Up to 100 households are supported by the two pantries in Llantrip Major and St Affan. Welsh Government funding allowed them to buy extra food for Christmas hampers. And a housing charity in Penarth has a moving story of its own. Home Access has opened a new part-time office at the former St Paul's Church, which has been transformed into a community space. It was set up over 30 years ago by members of the Tabernacle Baptist Church. In sports, Will Alves has joined Cardiff City on transfer deadline day. The 19-year-old winger is on loan from Leicester until the end of the season. Elsewhere, Swansea are hoping to attract 2 midfielders following Matt Grimes' move to Coventry. They've got until 11 o'clock tonight.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it, it made your friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's that time of week again. It's your Monday night sports show here at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. And there was a bumper action of sport that took place this weekend. So we're going to bring you the action from around the Vale, including your local football that took place. We're also going to be looking to see how the Cardiff Devils got on back in Elite League action. We're going to bring you some of the action that took place with your local rugby teams around the Vale. And we're going to have to look back at that Friday night in Paris and look forward to hopefully a better Saturday afternoon in Italy. All that and more here to come at Bro. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start with a review of the ice hockey. And on Saturday, Cardiff Devils took on the Nottingham Panthers, with the Nottingham Panthers then climbed above Cardiff Devils in the Elite League with a hard-fought 3-2 victory against the Welsh side in South Wales. Sam Heer fired the visitors ahead in the 12th minute of the opening period at the Vindico Arena, although Josh McDonald levelled proceedings early in the third period. Logan Nielsen restored the Panthers' lead before Zach O'Brien struck back immediately to make it 2-2. But Heer struck his second goal of the night in the 55th minute as Nottingham earned a victory that lifted them to second, with Cardiff dropping to third. And then on the Sunday, Cardiff were facing the Sheffield Steelers, and unfortunately the Devils lost again. They lost 3-2 to the Steelers, and this was their second loss of the weekend. The first goal came from Robert Dowd and Dominic Cormier on the Sunday that put the Steelers on way to their second victory of the weekend, and a Patrick Walton's effort 5 minutes from time secured a convincing win, as Cardiff, despite numerous chances, failed to score in the game for the first time this season. The Devils did lead the Elite League table throughout the first half of the campaign, but now find themselves playing catch-up, having lost to the new top three since their European success. They're 9 points behind leaders Belfast Giants, though have played 2 games fewer. Cardiff have 44 points, also have 1 game in hand over Sheffield, who have risen to second on 46 points, and third place Nottingham, who have 45 points. And the Devils and Steelers meet again on Wednesday, the 5th of February, in the first leg of the Challenge Cup semi-final. Cardiff then return to league action against Coventry Blaze and Guildford Flames next weekend before the second leg with Sheffield at the Vindico Arena on Wednesday the 12th of February. So that's brought you all back up to date with what's been going in the Elite Hockey League with the Devils. So hopefully they can get themselves back onto winning ways, particularly starting with that semi-final first leg against Sheffield. Next on Bro, we're going to be looking at the football that's took place around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421212 and our caring team will help you.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Need appliances? Need them now? Visit Homeworld, your first choice appliance centre. We've hundreds of big-name appliances in stock and available for same or next-day delivery. And we monitor prices daily, so you'll always find our lowest prices. We're also your first choice for installing and repairing washing machines, dishwashers, cookers, fridges, freezers, including built-in, freestanding, and integrated models. We'll even take away your old ones, too. Shop new appliances or get your old repaired. See more at home-world.co.uk. Homeworld, on Lower Guthrie Street, Barry. Search Oil Gently Chefs on What Three Words.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Oh,
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And we're going to be moving on to football now. And there was a bit of a change at Barry Town United as they've named Andy Legg as their new head coach. The ex-Weltons international takes over in the dugout from Steve Jenkins, who will stay on at Jenner Park as director of football and a first-team coach. Legg made more than 700 appearances during his club career that took spells at Swansea City, Cardiff City, Notts County and Birmingham City, scoring 72 goals and earning 6 international caps. He moved into management when Hucknall Town in 2007 before a 3-year stint at Llanelli began in 2009. When, at the age of 42, he was part of the side that shocked Motherwell in the Europa League qualifying. A brief spell in charge of now-defunct Bangor City in 2016 ended after just 3 months before Legg returned to Stebnoff Park in November 2020, departing again a year later. Legg, a well-known supporter of the argument to switch to summer football in Wales, takes charge of Barry, seventh in the table after the league split, and in pole position to secure European playoff spot at the end of the season. There's just 9 games to go of the season, and that's the first game started with a home clash at Flint Town United, and that was on Saturday, and it begun very quite well. The Andy Legg era at Barry Town started with a 3-1 victory over Flint Town United in the Cymru Premier. Less than 24 hours after being unveiled as the new head coach, Legg picked up from where Steve Jenkins left off, with the hosts retaining their 7-point lead at the top of the playoff conference. Barry, unchanged from last weekend's win over Aberystwyth, couldn't have asked for a better start to the first home game since the league split. Just 3 minutes in, some fine build-up play saw Barry cut through the visiting defence clinically, with Ollie Hulbert setting up Keenan Patton to finish with his left foot past Jack Flint. The Silkmen, who have lost their last 6 games before visiting Jenner Park, pressed hard to counter, with Barry keeper Liam Armstrong denying Elliot Reeves a looping header from Joshua Jones. Ryan Kavanagh went close to doubling the host's lead from Patton's cross, only to blaze his final touch over the crossbar. But Flint found a way in unfortunate circumstances on 24 minutes when Armstrong managed to tip the ball into the net from a long throw-in by Jake Phillips. Barry retook the lead after the half hour when Will Richards' header from Robbie Wilmot's corner struck the bar before Callum Saintie tapped in the rebound. But the Town kept pushing for more, Ollie Hulbert blasting over the bar, while after the break Ryan Kavanagh's effort from the right-hand side of the box was narrowly wide. Saintie also struck high over the post from another Wilmot corner, but Barry's dominant proceedings that elusive third goal came on 72 minutes as Evan Press broke down the left flank, teeing up Patton to score his brace. Josh Jones went close to adding a second for the Silkmen in the closing stages, but saw his volley go wide as Barry held out for back-to-back wins in Phase 2. And next up is a trip to Latham Park to face relegation candidates Newtown on Saturday. And in the Adrian Premier, Barry Town United ladies team were not in action. We'll bring you the results from their next game when they are in action. And up next, at Bro, we're going to bring you the results of the Welsh Blood League Cup, plus the Cymru South and selected other results from around the Vale. Here at Bro.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard.
'cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat, and we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bling. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat, and we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat, and we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, in the Welsh Blood League Cup on Friday, Caerphilly Ely lost 2-1 at home to Pontypridd United. Liam Bishop got the home side off to the perfect start, and Jordan Knott received his second yellow card for the away team. So, at half time, Caerphilly Ely were a goal up and a player up. Keston Davis drew the side level on 69 minutes, but Thomas McLean didn't capitalise with the penalty for Caerphilly Ely, and Luke Cummins scored the winner in added time. And on Tuesday, Caerphilly Ely faced the same opponent in the Cymru South, hopefully looking for a bit of revenge from the cup game. Llantwit Major didn't have a game, but their next match is on Friday the 7th, and they're away to Caerphilly Ely. So Caerphilly Ely have got two games this week, so it's busy time for them, but that is a Vale clash there on Friday. And Ely Rangers were in action, and they lost 3-0 away to Penydarren. Matthew Hunt scored first, then a second half goal from Ben Gibbons, with George Casbar adding a third. Ely Rangers dropped below their opponents into fifth place. And for them on Saturday, they're going to do it all again, this time at home to Penydarren. So they're actually playing the exact same opponents. So again, hopefully, Ely Rangers, they'll be looking for a little bit of revenge there. And on Saturday, Dinners Powers were in cup action and they won 4-0. Two first half goals from Kylian Eriksen and one from Lucas Murray saw Dinners Powers taking a commanding lead. The away side's team manager also received a red card in the first half as well. And in the second half, an Isaac Follum penalty secured the win. The away side did have a flurry of yellow cards towards the end of the game. Dinners Powers is next in action on Thursday and they're away to Cardiff Bay Warriors. Next up on Bro, we're going to bring you the action from the rugby that took place around the Vale and we're going to have a look at what happened on that Friday night in Paris here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanelltid Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanelltid Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar Heol yr Orsaf.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
when I'm going down.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So now we're going to take a look at the rugby. So Barry saw their three-game winning run in the Admiral League come to an end after a narrow 34-31 defeat to Abercomboy. A late penalty with the clock 5 minutes into the red dashed the Bombers' hopes of a deserved draw in a fiercely contested match, which Abercomboy snatched in victory at the death, just as they had when the teams met earlier in the season. The scores were level when the clock went red, but a lack of discipline in the closing minutes proved to be Barry's undoing. After taking the lead for the first time in the match, after 75 minutes, they were reduced to 14 men and the initiative swung to the visitors. With the scores at 31-26, Barry needed to keep possession and run the clock down. Instead, as coach Mark Devine said afterwards, it was a case of a misplaced pass and a poor throw-in, and Abercomboy took advantage. The visitors levelled the scores with a last-minute try, and with the conversion from out wide off target, a draw looked on until that late penalty pinched victory for the visitors. Penalties certainly proved costly, with Barry conceding more than their visitors, although the reasons were not always clearly indicated. The Bombers scored 5 tries to Abercomboy's 4, and Aaron Boltho's 4th penalty proved the crucial difference. That final try, a tap and go, eventually finished off by Alan Evans, he felt showed signs of Barry Gruss growing maturity as they just went through the phases. The defeat, according to Devine, was disappointing, but the positives is that a young side, and we will learn from this. These are the types of games that a year down the line, when we're in the same place in January, up in Abercunnan or whatever, are the ones we're going to win. Victor Connaughans scored his in the 25th and last minute of the first half. The first came after pressure following a catch and drive, and the second was set up by Jake Williams, with Connaughans finishing with a strong swerving run. Jack Davis converted the latter, and the 33rd minute try from David Jones set up by a catch and drive. Evan Prosser got the bonus point try on 62 minutes, finishing off a breakaway after Abercomboy lost possession deep into Barry's 22, with Davis converting to close the deficit to 21-24. But elsewhere in Division 1 East Central, Penarth crashed to the heaviest league defeat of the season, going down 51-13 at Rudvellin. The Bears do remain on top of the table, but title rivals St Joseph's cut the gap to just 1 point after beating Abercunnan 32-20. Penarth play their final home game of the season on February 15th in what could be a potential title decider against St Joseph's at the Athletic Ground. Cowbridge slipped to third in Division 2 after a 2017 defeat at home to Llantwit Vadra. Just 1 point separates them from St Albans in the table, with the top two teams eligible for promotion at the end of the season. And Llantwit Major returned to winning ways in Division 3 with a 21-12 victory at Llandaff, while Dennis Powers remained on course for back-to-back league titles after a 66-0 whitewash over Cardiff Saracens to stay top of Division 4. And in the WRU Women's Championship, Open Arthians scraped past Gwynedd with a 41-40 win, which lifts them to third in the table. So that's your local rugby. We're going to have a look now at the national team and bring you the rest of the results from the Six Nations first. And that was that Scotland beat Italy at home 31-19 and Ireland held England off 27-22. And they were both hard fought games. And both teams were in their matches. But on Friday, it didn't go as planned, did it? I love the Six Nations, and on Friday, just before kickoff, I was getting really excited, thinking, oh, there could be a chance. You never know what's going on. And personally, Wales, they played well for the first 20 minutes on there, but it wasn't to be. And as we all know, those that watched the game, Wales lost 43-0 in Paris in their opening game. So that does put a lot of importance on the next game, which is away to Italy, and that's on Saturday at 2:15. I think that's going to be a really big game, and it's going to be really interesting to see how that goes and what happens with that game. But Wales, and you know, it is record breaking, but not the type of records that we want to be breaking. We've now extending our own record now, having lost 13 test matches now, and this is the first time that Wales have been pointless in test rugby since 2007, and that was against Australia. And it's the first time ever in the Six Nations that Wales have never scored a point. The last time that they didn't score a point in the Five Nations, as it was then, was in 1998, when there was a 51-0 loss again. It was against France, and that was at Wembley. That was probably while the Principality Stadium was being built. So Wales currently firmly at the bottom of the table in the Six Nations. But there were positives to take from the game. Let's just see what happens now. I know Tane Plumtree has been called into the squad, but there hasn't been any cover brought in for the centres. Let's just hope the injuries aren't as severe as they look there. And there was effort in, but it's a bit of a question of where Welsh rugby goes from here now. I think we're desperate for a victory. I've been talking to my mates about this, and I don't even care about a performance personally now. I just want to get a W on the board, just to get that off and stop people talking about that. You could see they're trying. I thought there was effort going in there, and the scrum seemed decent. I don't know whether that's Adam Jones's influence already in there, but they seem to be competing quite well at the scrum. It did take a little bit of getting used to not straight line out, but as long as the opponents aren't contesting it, the refs are not calling them, so that's a couple of little law changes there. But I think that's just better for the game there. That keeps it going. I did read somewhere once that a referee has said before in the past that he could probably blow for an infringement during every single play of a game if they were if they wanted to pick up absolutely everything. Not going to get into the officiating too much. I think there was a couple of controversial decisions that I would have liked to have taken a second look at, but with a French TV director, you're not going to get another look at that on there. But I think you've just got to, when you go out to Paris, you've just got to play your game plan and play what the ref says to you. Even if you disagree with it, that's the one thing I always remember from my school days of playing rugby. If you disagreed with the referee, or there was a difference of opinions, it's not like football where they just go shouting and screaming up to the face. They just match you on 10, and they've got no qualms in doing that, the referees. So my take on the weekend really it started off well. I think there was effort in there. I think there are. More positive now than I was at 10:30 on Friday, and the excitement is going to start building for me with a game against Italy, and just hoping that we can get the win on the board. I know it's another away game on there, but let me know what you think. Find me on the Bro Radio on the social medias, or send me an email at sport@broradio.com. FM, and let me know what you how you think this campaign's going and what you think success for Wales is going to be in this Six Nations.
Told you it was all meant to be. Would you believe me? Would you agree? It's almost that feeling that we've met before. So tell me that you don't think I'm crazy when I tell you love has come here and now. A moment like this, some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. Some people search forever for that one special kiss. Oh, I can't believe it's happening to me. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment. Changes, but beauty remains. Something so tender, I can't explain. Well, I may be dreaming, but still like the wave. Can we make this dream last forever? And I'll cherish all.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we've reviewed quite a bit of the action that's took place over the last week here in the Vale, and we're looking look forward to all the sport that's taking place this week in the Vale and bringing you all the action from there as well. But remember, if there's a sport, sports team, sports club or sports person that you think I should be talking about, then just need to get in touch with me here at sport@broradio.fm and I can showcase them here at Bro. And if it's a sport that you're really passionate about, then why don't you get in touch and you could be here with me explaining the rules of the game or laws, whichever you prefer. And you could be telling the people of the Vale what you think this sport is so great and why you think the people of the Vale should hear about it and whether they should take part in it as well. So just remember, we're here for you, the people of the Vale, and I'm bringing you the sport of the Vale. So if there's a sport that you would like me to talk about, then all you need to do is just get in touch with me and let me know here at Bro. Up next on Bro, it's Patrick with the evening show.
This is
Bro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, the Prime Minister says his thoughts are with the family of a